Although not particularly strong in the touch, Roland had enough of it to know this wasn't so, but Smith only had three and didn't want to share them with this man, who could probably afford enough cigarettes to fill Smith's entire van with them. Besides, Smith thought. Besides, folks who've been in an accident ain't supposed to smoke, Smith said virtuously. King nodded. Hard to breathe anyway, he said. Probably bust a rib or two, too. My name's Brian Smith. I'm the one who hit you. Sorry. He held out his hand and, incredibly, King shook it. Nothing like this ever happened to me before, Smith said. I ain't ever had so much as a parking ticket. King might or might not have known this for the lie it was, but chose not to comment on it. There was something else on his mind. Mr. Smith. Brian. Was anyone else here? In the trees, Roland stiffened. Smith actually appeared to consider this. He reached into his pocket, pulled out a Mars bar, and began to unwrap it. Then he shook his head. Just you and me. But I called 911 and rescue up to the store. They said someone was real close. Say they'd be here in no time. Don't you worry.
You know who I am?
God, yeah, Brian Smith said and chuckled. He took a bite of the candy bar and talked through it. Recognized you right away. I seen all your movies. My favorite was the one about the St. Bernard. What was that dog's name?
Cujo, King said.
This was a word Roland knew, one Susan Delgado had sometimes used when they were alone together. In Magus, Cujo meant sweet one. Yeah, that was great. Scary as hell. I'm glad that little boy lived.
In the book, he died.
Then King closed his eyes and lay back, waiting. Smith took another bite, a humongous one this time. I liked the show they made about the clown, too. Very cool.